Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to a brand new edition, a sparkly edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. And it is brought to you, of course, this week, as ever, by Manscaped. The boys at Manscaped are getting ready over in America for Thanksgiving. Everybody loves a turkey and stuffing, but you'll be looking like dessert, it says here, with the help of Manscaped's Performance Package. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have blessed you with the ultimate dinner topic. Tell your in-laws about your new cutting-edge ball trimmer and gift yourself or the man in your life the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. There's a lot of talk about trimming pumpkins and things like that because it is that time of year. We don't, of course, have. We have just had Guy Fawkes. We will have Christmas. But here's what you get in the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside, there's the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all of the goodies. And this is all the great stuff that we've all used because we've had lots of Manscaped products over the course of time. And they're a great and fantastic operation. You also get some refined body wash. You get body buffer as well. Forget about the loofah. Exfoliate your skin this way. And you can gift it, of course, as well. And you can get it sent straight to you. 20% off, free shipping with the code POLICE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code POLICE. And it says here, your balls will thank you for it. The body wash is thrown in. And of course, no hygiene is routine is complete without the signature deodorant, of course, as well. So just remember, it's manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping with the code POLICE. And just enjoy the holidays, as they say in America.
Well, I always say this every time, but it is good stuff.
It really is.
These are good products, well worth a look.
No, it really is. Now, let's get straight to it. We arrive today as COP27 properly gets underway. What an utter fucking waste of time.
It's a fucking disgrace. Eh? It's a fucking disgrace. Just like last year. Hmm. Here they come. Last year in Glasgow, all the billionaires flying in their gas-guzzling private jets, world leaders charging around the Egyptian desert in 45 car motorcades. You remember Joe Biden's last year in Scotland?
I do.
Was actually 85 cars. Don't forget, they're all staying in air-conditioned luxury hotels. These people collectively are doing more to damage the fucking planet than the rest of us do in a decade.
It's ridiculous.
It's a fucking joke.
I mean, my daughter's actually there, right? And she sent me a note this morning saying she'd never seen as many private jets. And she's been to Davos, she's been to fucking all sorts of places, right? But there's more private jets at this thing than ever. Rishi Sunak emerging from his plane, which apparently is an Airbus of some kind, trying to look as if he's like Captain Fantastic or something. You know, he's got this casual look going on.
Yeah.
He's trying to make himself look bigger than he is because his picture's taken from down below. And the amount of thought this guy puts into having his picture taken is unreal, isn't it?
More than Donald
And what's he
Trump,
fucking doing there? He said he wasn't going to go. Now he's there.
But you know what this fucking thing is? This is when the great and the good basically tell us, do as we say, not as we do.
Yeah.
And when we all scream, but this is so hypocritical, look at you.
Yeah.
They just don't fucking care.
No.
They don't give a fuck what we think.
They don't. And this guy, Gutierrez, the you know, the head of the UN.
Oh, fuck
he's
off.
He's there going, oh, the climate emergency is here now. We're on a highway to hell. It's all this rhetoric
fuck
that
off
they use.
Anyway,
you know,
mate.
We're all going to die.
You know, the UN is like so many politicians. He's disappeared into the warm embrace of the climate change emergency allegedly, because it's easy. It's easy for politicians. That cunt who runs the fucking United Nations, he should be talking about Ukraine, should be talking about Russia, should be talking about, you know, famine around the world, the wars, the torture. That's what he should be fucking worried about. Instead, oh, climate change. Bollocks. I mean, there's enough other people worried about.
I mean, how much do you think they're worried about climate change in Ukraine, for example, where they're currently fighting off the fucking Russian invasion, right? Where people are sort of trying to kill them and shoot fucking rockets at them. Yeah. Do you think they're worried about their carbon emissions?
It's amazing the way it's amazing the way these politicians think that, you know, if you say, oh, I'm all for climate change, you know, dealing with the emergency, that it's a real massive fucking vote winner.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, people are concerned, but do they lie awake at night worrying about the climate? No. They lie awake at night worrying about paying their fucking bills, you know, keeping a roof over their house, feeding the kids, maybe going on holiday once a year in a jet. And by the way, why can't Rishi fucking Sunak go on TUI like Simon Calder was saying to you this morning? Why has he got to go in this fucking great jet with just him and a few other
Because of his entourage. They all have to go securely, presumably. And presumably he gets driven around in a fucking big gas-guzzling car while he's there, right?
Yeah.
And air-conditioned rooms, as you were pointing out.
Yeah, they just they don't care what we think. This is an annual obscenity. It's grotesque. And what do they achieve? Fuck all.
I know.
You know, after 26 COPs, we're assured, allegedly, that the climate emergency has never been more critical. So there you have it, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
After 26 COPs, 26 years in a row, the climate disaster emergency is allegedly worse than ever. So they've achieved fuck all. Fuck all.
I don't even remember the first one. Did they call it
COP 1?
Or did they just call it COP?
COP, yeah.
All right, yeah. Or was there one before 1? Which was COP 0. I don't fucking know. But I don't care either. Why the fuck do they think anybody cares? They're massive wankers.
Yeah, I know.
But what about Millipede and his fucking idea that we should compensate these countries around the world for the Industrial Revolution?
Which Sturgeon is echoing. Why? Why?
Why would we?
No.
Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, great idea, Dave. Ed. It's Ed Miliband. Yeah. By the way, that's the worst thing about the most overrated person ever, David Miliband.
Oh, yeah.
So, never mind Ed Miliband. If only the Labour Party could be led by David Miliband.
Oh, yeah.
He's as bad as his fucking brother.
He's useless.
Anyway, Ed Miliband and Nicola Sturgeon, we, as an advanced nation, should compensate less advanced nations because of the pollution we've caused. Fuck off. Mm. Why?
I know.
Why?
Absolutely
ridiculous.
Well, apparently the only thing that's happened in after the last COP26 was that emissions have actually gone up, right? People are actually polluting the place more than they were before. But I keep saying this, right? If, in fact, the car, which as far as we know only accounts for something like, well, all transportation accounts for something like 27% of CO2 in the Earth's atmosphere, then where's all the rest of it coming from? And why aren't they cutting back on that instead of going after fucking car drivers?
Yeah, well, you see, what COP27 and like all the other COPs actually is a kind of festival of misplaced certitude. Mm. All these people are saying, yeah, definitely, it's all us, we're causing it. If we don't get to carbon net zero, the planet's doomed. Well, we don't know that.
Mm.
We don't know how big a contribution mankind is making to climate change. We don't know how big a contribution greenhouse gases make to climate change. Might be nothing, might be negligible.
Yeah.
The jury's out, and yet we're told it's all us.
Yeah.
We've got to stop.
Well,
so we bust our fucking ass, and in 2 years or in 30 years' time, find out it made no difference. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, if you ever burned coal, it's absolutely fucking brilliant. I moved into this house in Wiltshire once, many years ago, and there was a coal bunker full of coal. And I was like, I'd never really burned. I mean, we had coal when I was a kid, but I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
And we had a proper fireplace, and this fucking coal was unreal.
It was
so good.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally just put some coal on a fire, and it would last the whole fucking night.
Yeah.
Not like burning wood that you have to keep replacing.
Yeah.
This shit was fucking roasting.
Yeah.
And we ended up having to open the windows, it was that hot.
Yeah,
you know, it was fucking amazing.
And your mum was always, maybe your dad as well, but in my family, my mum was
sleeping.
Like, just an amazing fucking fire. Like,
yeah.
Because it was hard to get coal going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had to have paper, then wood, so and then the coal on top.
Right.
And once it got going, it was a brilliant
sensation. Oh, it was incredible.
But only our mum could get the fucking thing going.
Yeah.
But bring back Cole. Why not?
You know what the latest scam is, though? And Millipede said this as well when he was on with Laura Kunzberg on the Sunday. They've all now started to change the message because it's very subtle how they do this.
Yeah.
He's now saying, well, of course, it's now, it was, you know, 10 years ago, I was saying it was the right thing to do, but now it's actually the cheap thing to do because apparently now renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels.
They say nine times cheaper.
But except it isn't, because the problem, it's like the same with Scotland. Scotland says we can generate 5 times as much energy than we need, right? Except it's worthless because they can't store it anywhere. So until they've got some way of storing it, which they currently don't have, they can create 50 times as much as they need, but they can only use what they fucking need.
Yeah.
Because they can't put the rest of it anywhere else. And so actually, one, it's not cheaper because you can't fucking do it. And two, you can't produce more of it than you need because there's nowhere to put it. Simple.
Exactly. And, they think that everyone's going to go, yeah, of course, it must be cheaper. And of course, if you think about it, a windmill going round or a solar panel taking sun, I mean, that is in itself a cheap way of producing energy. Yeah. However, it doesn't produce enough. And when it's not windy and not sunny, it doesn't produce anything.
No.
It produces fuck all.
And if it's too windy, it doesn't produce anything.
And at that point, we don't really have the backup.
Mm.
And the whole, you know, I don't quite know what China's involvement in COP27 is, but if you remember,
I don't think they're going.
Last year in
Glasgow,
Xi Jinping didn't go.
No, they're not going to this one.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think India's going either.
Yeah, and so there you go. You've got China, 28% of the world's pollution, 1,053 coal-fueled power stations. They're building 300 more. They couldn't give a fuck. And if we can't get China to do anything, the rest of us are wasting our time.
Yeah, of course we are. Then the whole point of this net zero fucking madness is to get to net zero. Nobody, one, knows what that means, and nobody really, two, knows what happens when you get there. Basically nothing.
Yeah.
If nothing changes, world is the same.
Yeah, they want us to live medieval lives, to get rid of our cars, not go on foreign holidays, not use too much electricity, all that shit, so we can get to carbon net zero by 2050, isn't it? And why? Because we only produce 1% of the world's population pollution. So whatever we do won't make any difference. And they turn around and they say, "Oh, well, we've got to lead the world." I remember when Grant Shapps was on your show, and he said to you, "Don't you want to lead the world in the green revolution,
onshore energy?"
Yeah, you go, "Not particularly.
Not really.
No, I don't."
But you know what's amazing is that clearly nobody had ever said that to him. Because he was so shocked that I said no. He thought I was just going to go, "Oh, yeah, of course, absolutely, yeah. Of course we want to be the world leader in onshore wind."
What's it matter?
I don't give a
fuck. Xi Jinping not getting any sleep because he's worried because Britain are leading the world. Yeah. Fuck off. Doesn't give a shit.
I know. It's absolutely
nor do the Russians, nor do the Indians, nor do the Brazilians. Or, by the way, America's still a big polluter, and so, incidentally, is Australia. All of these big carbon polluters couldn't give a fuck what we do.
No, of course they couldn't. And the problem is that every fucking politician has the same view. There's hardly any politicians at all. I mean, all you can do is find Reform, who at least want to fucking frack.
Yeah.
But Boris Johnson was out there today declaring that, you know, having to go at all the people in the Tory party who want to frack the hell out of Britain. I think he meant frack as opposed to fuck the hell out of Britain as well, which is what he was trying to do, quite successfully, by the way. You know, this fucking madness has got to stop.
And all this
people can't afford it.
This low carbon energy policies that dominate the world, they're costing you, me, and ordinary people a lot of money. Fracking would have saved the people of Britain lots of money. These politicians too busy virtue signalling, polishing their fucking halos to care about whether or not people can afford their stupid green dream.
I mean,
cunts.
It's absolutely fucking ludicrous. Well, let's move on from those wankers, because the other part about the green dream is that what you should do is dump your car, because it's not very, environmentally friendly, and travel by train instead.
Oh, yeah, how's that
good fucking luck with
you?
That, because having called off a strike on Friday afternoon, there's still no fucking trains running, and there's not likely to be any trains running until about next fucking Thursday.
I know. How does that happen? So they have a strike,
yeah.
Then they call them off,
right,
and basically say, but the trains will be fucked anyway.
Yeah.
So hang on, if you're not striking, why are the the trains?
Here's where they get clever, because I reckon this is probably true, that if they call off the strike, they don't have to take days off technically to strike.
Paid.
So they get paid all the money, but there's still no fucking trains.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like having a strike but getting paid.
Because they're going on strike, they brought in the emergency timetables.
Yeah.
They're ready to work them. Then they say they're not going on strike. But they've still got the emergency timetables, so they can't actually work them.
But then they scrapped the emergency timetables, because this happened to my son. He was supposed to be going to work on Saturday, and we had the big bonfire down in Battle, right? And he was supposed to be going to work, but he said, I don't think I'll go because I can't get home. Because, of course, the last bus from Hastings back to where he lives goes at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's how fucking living in the fucking country, right? And you can never get a taxi.
I don't advise
No, I don't. So that's why I don't fucking live there all the time. It's a fucking horrible fucking shit all over the place.
Fucking trees, right? trees everywhere.
It's great
everywhere.
Fun for the dog.
Fucking cows. You know,
great fun for the dog.
Pigs and farm animals.
But you can't get anywhere unless you've got a fucking car, right? Because that's the point. So of course, I somehow got convinced to give him a lift, because it turned out they were going to run trains. So they put out a timetable and said, yeah, it's not the regular timetable, it's a strike timetable. Yeah. There'll be one train every hour instead of two, right?
Yeah.
So he said, fine. So I took him over there. And then his brother went for a haircut. He then rings up and says, I can't get home, they've cancelled the train. I'm like, what do you mean they've cancelled it? Every fucking train that was supposed to be coming on the hour was cancelled, right? And this was about sort of 5 o'clock. So I texted him, I said, look, I don't think you're going to be able to get home on a train. If you want to get home, you better either jump on the last bus, or I'll have to come and get you, in which case I can't have a fucking drink, which obviously I would rather not do.
Yeah, fuck that.
So in the end, so he went to work for 2 hours, and he said to him, I've got to go, I can't get home. It's like living in some kind of third world shithole. You can't get home after 6 o'clock.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't that ridiculous?
But, you know, the one thing, as we've mentioned before, the one thing that's kind of quite good, Mick Lynch and his gang, they think, oh, we've got the ultimate fucking lever, and that is, people need to get on the train to get to work. Well, they don't anymore, do they? They just work from fucking home.
Yeah, also,
so they don't have much of a gun to hold to our heads
anymore.
No,
and all these people who make out that, you know, whenever I get into a row with them on Twitter, it's like, oh, at least they're looking out for their members. Well, they're not actually, they do fuck all for their members. All they're doing for their members is making them go on strike, so they don't make any money. They're not actually fucking getting them anything, because they're not fucking winning. They're not getting a pay rise. It's never going to happen, you know.
Yeah,
because nobody's got any money.
So anyway, did I tell you about, you know, I'm always losing things.
Yeah, go on.
Right, so you know, wallets and phones,
time,
marbles.
Have you got phone? You've probably lost a few watches at
the time. I'm one of the great losers of this world in every sense of the word. Last week, right, I bought an espresso machine.
Right.
Because I got one already, but they got this.
Is it one of those very complicated?
Yeah, I've got one of these new types. So, because our one was leaking out, so I went to an espresso place in London Bridge, bought this machine, went home with it and all that, and makes nice coffee. Later on, went out to a restaurant with Henrietta, and couldn't find my fucking MasterCard, my credit card. So I paid with a debit card. What the fuck has that gone? Couldn't find it. You know, checked all my trousers and jackets back at home. Couldn't fucking find it anywhere. So I start, check if it's been used. It hasn't been used.
Right.
I phoned the restaurant and say, I didn't leave it, you know, and all this sort of shit. No, you didn't leave it. So, of course,
You didn't go looking for it on the heath again.
Well, yeah, I thought I'd head out to the heath.
3 hours on the heath.
See if I can see that bloke again. Morning! anyway, so I try to phone the espresso shop. Of course, you get one of these generic numbers.
Of course.
You can't possibly get through to a single store. You're just going like, if you want to pay your bill, this
is my. Oh, God. So you'd actually bought it in person. Very unusual.
Yeah, I bought it in person.
Very unusual behaviour.
Yeah.
Because normally what happens to me, if I go and try and buy something in person like that, they go, oh, we haven't got any stock, we can order it for you. No, I fucking came to the shop because I wanted to take it away with me.
Yeah, no, well, I bought it in the traditional sense, right?
Right.
Anyway, I said to Henry, I said, oh, the only thing I can't get through on a fucking phone. The only thing I can do is get on the bloody train, go all the way down to London Bridge and see if I left it in the shop.
Oh, did you buy it at the Borough Market?
Yeah, no, I bought it in the London Bridge station.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, oh, fuck that, it's not going to fucking be there. I just have to cancel it. You know, and when you cancel a card, You know what? It's a fucking nightmare.
It's awful because you then you find out that you've paid for all sorts of subscriptions.
Yeah, that's why I keep getting things fucking saying your card was declined. So I tried to like change a few things and it kept coming back Amazon and fucking, you know, Ocado, and it's all coming back like your card's declined. Real nightmare.
Right.
Finally get it all done. Took about a day. And anyway, I came in here a couple of days later to London Bridge. I thought I'd just go to Nespresso, just one, just on it. It won't be there, of course. It was fucking there, wasn't it?
Was it?
It fucking there.
So you literally just left it.
So if I'd fucking come down, I could have saved myself a day of cancelling.
There's nothing worse than, I mean, I had a day like that last Thursday because, I mean, one of the things that now, in addition to all the other things I have to remember to do when I come out, of the house is to put a fucking poppy in my jacket, and if I've changed my jacket sometimes I forget because I've got three or four of them, but I've still got more jackets than that. So because I came in one day and I went in to do the handover with Julian, I didn't have one. I was like, oh, fuck. Anyway, so as a result of that, it's too much for my tiny brain to fucking realise, so I then forgot my wallet, or at least I hoped that I'd forgotten it. So I got to work and I went, oh shit, I haven't got my wallet. And it's one of those where you go, well, I fucking hope it's at home. I don't know what I'm going to do if it's not at home. And you think, well, you can't start fucking cancelling cards now.
Yeah.
And then luckily, I wasn't going to get home until about fucking 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was, fortunately, it was still in one of my jackets. But it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Can't think about it. Because then if you do think about it, you can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
You're suddenly going, shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, that's it. I mean, the one thing with my card, I mean, I left, because one thing I have learned, having lost many over the years, is, you know, don't immediately cancel it. Leave it overnight, see if there's any activity on it. And if there isn't any activity on it, the chances are it's somewhere in your fucking house.
Exactly.
But there was no activity, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So,
I mean,
anyway, there
the
it
last
was.
Time I actually got my fucking card cloned once by some guy, and get this right, he was able, I've told this story probably to you before, this guy was somehow able to get to my bank, order a new card, in my name, right?
Fucking
now, I said to him, I said, if I'd done that, you'd have said, why do you want a new card? You wouldn't have fucking... He had it sent to my address and obviously was watching the mailboxes and obviously picked it up when it came and fucking just started
fucking
using it.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, my credit rating was fucked. Not because of the fact that he had particularly spent loads of money. He actually spent less than I did, which was quite handy.
difficult.
Very true. So he fucking... I said, how the fuck is this possible to happen? So there's now two cards on my name, because he was signing my name. The card was in my name, and my other card was still working. And then eventually they caught up, because they were the ones that told me, because I didn't know, because I didn't even notice, I hadn't seen any payments or anything. And I said, how the fuck is this? And they couldn't explain it. They could not explain how they managed to give this guy a card. Fucking nightmare. Absolutely ridiculous. He would do things like he would go and buy something, and then try and take it back and get the refund.
Jeez.
Somehow.
What
a cunt. I mean, unbelievable. And it turned out he lived locally and was doing it to loads of people. They caught him in the end, because actually the fraud squad were quite good. But it meant, obviously, that I couldn't use. And then they go, oh, it'll be 10 working days. So you couldn't use the fucking card.
Cunts.
Absolute wankers. Now, what else should we talk
well,
about?
Well, as we speak, I'm a Celeb started.
Oh, yes, of course.
Last night.
Did you watch it last night? I missed it.
I watched a bit of it. It was all very dreary, actually. Same old shit.
Mm.
I mean, you change the people every year, but they never change the show. So, of course, they're back in Australia after two shit years in Wales. That didn't work.
And they're back
to the same old things. You know, they go on the top of this skyscraper, make people walk the plank. One of them, who I've never heard of, a bloke.
How was Boy George?
Well, he was all right. He ended up on an island. A couple of them got made very isolated people, VIPs, and they got separated from the rest. So he ended up on an island with some property expert I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you see that bloke surface at the weekend, the one he tied up around?
Yeah.
Which I'd completely forgotten about, actually.
You see, the thing about Boy George is, he's like Mike Tyson, you know, it's a weird thing that some people get forgiven heinous crimes.
Ooh.
Mike Tyson, completely rehabilitated as a celebrity, people interview him all the time, he's a fucking convicted rapist.
He is a convicted rapist.
He did time for rape.
Yeah.
Boy George, Boy George chained this poor bloke to a fucking radiator.
Right. He kept him there for like a week or something.
Tortured him, went to jail for it. Completely forgiven for it. I mean, to be fair, George says it was a psychotic episode and he was using too many drugs.
He was. I mean, he was a guy who used so much heroin that he'd sold his entire house furniture, hadn't he? There was nothing left in the house. But I remember that story from the time, and somebody said if that had been a woman he'd done that to, you'd never see him again on your screen. You'd never see him again on TV if he'd imprisoned a woman and basically sexually assaulted her, which is what he did to this bloke.
Yeah. But I mean, even to a bloke, you're absolutely right, mate. If it was a woman, he'd be dead and buried, celebrity wise. But, you know, not many people, even if it was a bloke, would be forgiven for that.
No.
He went to jail for imprisoning and torturing a poor, terrified kid.
Right.
He was a young bloke.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but George completely forgiven. Strange.
It is strange, isn't it? But I mean, that's the thing. You know, we live in this bizarre world where, I mean, it used to be like that more in America, where they didn't care how you were famous. Like, you could be famous for being a fucking serial killer. You'd still get invited to the party because they're like, oh, yeah, but you're famous.
Yeah, you know?
I mean, I guess...
I told you that story, didn't I? When I was in LA, I went to do a story about people who chuck themselves off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Right, this is America and fame, right? So, in the past, they used to record every day, say, oh, you know, the 953rd person jumped off Golden Gate Bridge last night. That brings the death toll to nearly 1,000, etc. So, they used to record it every time. Anyway, when... When they got to 999, they had to keep stopping people because they were running across the Golden Gate with big signs saying, I'm the 1,000th! And they just wanted to be famous, even if it cost them their lives.
That is not
so
good.
They stopped recording how many the number of people that did it in order to dissuade them from trying to make the history book.
I'm going over there at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, so you are.
To see, because I haven't been there since February. I was reading a good piece this weekend by Andrew Sullivan, who used to be at the Sunday Times. He now sort of writes his own stuff for the New Republic or something like that. But he was just saying that Biden has completely fucking destroyed not only the Democratic Party, but America. He has done a complete fucking root and branch fucking change of everything. So that all of this left-wing madness has fucking taken hold in all sorts of parts of fucking America, including Washington, D.C., where apparently I haven't been for a long time, but apparently the fucking mayor has written Black Lives Matter outside the White House so big you can see it from space. What the fuck is going on?
Well, Joe Biden is going to get fucking trounced.
Well, the thing that I'm looking forward to is Nancy Pelosi losing her fucking job.
Well, they go, he'll become a lame duck president. Well, he already fucking is a lame duck.
Well, he already is a lame duck.
But he will lose.
What fucking day it is.
He won't have a majority in either the Senate or the fucking House of Representatives.
So he won't be able to do anything.
So he won't be able to do anything, which is probably a good thing. Well, the guy's a fucking menace.
But also, judging by the way he's done the fucking party into this terribly ridiculous left-wing situation where trans is all the fucking shit they talk about. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, the reason that the Republicans are going to do just fine is basically Republicans are saying, you know, you're all hurting, you know, you can't pay your bills, the cost of living is soaring, inflation, interest rates, we hear you, we're going to help you, put food on your table, that kind of stuff. Good, solid, down-to-earth politics. Meanwhile, the Democrats' line is, if you vote for the Republicans, it will damage democracy in America. It's just high-faluting, high-flown, you know, Washington bollocks. Ivory Tower horse shit that will not get you any kind of a vote. Just like identity politics and the trans issues. I mean, you know, do what you fucking like. I don't care, but it won't get you votes.
No, exactly right. Now, I've got some breaking news for you. Olivia Atwood has quit I'm a Celebrity after just 24 hours. She was once on Love Island.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Fucking hell. She was put on a VIP island as well.
Yeah.
Very isolated place.
She says she was forced to leave the camp to undergo medical checks and is already on her way home.
What the fuck is that about?
Well, maybe she's not.
Well, and by the way, in that case, put fucking Matt Hancock in it.
Why don't they
just shove him in?
You can answer this or not, depending on whether you want to say, but I mean, is it as random as we would like to think it is, or do you think...
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, say, for example, she agrees to go in for a day and they pre-arrange. Well,
I don't think they would.
And then they ship in Matt Hancock.
No, well, no. The thing is, he would always. They weren't going to take anyone else out right. from the camp. But, so they always do that. So they put the 12 people in or something like that.
Right.
And then, so they go in on a Sunday and then they fuck around with them. And usually there'll be one or two new people coming around about the Thursday.
Right.
So you'll get about 4 days of the originals and then the two new ones.
Okay.
Now, because it's all about Matt Hancock, I mean, why would they wait until Thursday? Yeah. Put him in now, particularly. They might as well. Since this...
Do you know how well it did last night, or was it too early to say?
I haven't seen the ratings, but it would have been good. I mean, they got a good, decent lineup, but.
I had to laugh at old Mike Tindall, because I was joking when. Do you remember they had that big controversy about Harry and Meghan holding hands at the Queen's? Morning.
Well, that's why he was holding Zara's
hand. And I actually said at the time, yeah, she's holding his hand so he doesn't fuck off and shag anybody else. But it now turns out that he's fucking manhandling some girl who's on the crew, right? And it looks as though, I mean, obviously you can't tell from a picture, but it looks as though he's kind of grabbing her in a way that, you know, you might not want to grab a woman if I was him.
Yeah, it looked like something out of the 1970s, didn't
it? It was like goosing her or something.
Mike, that's a little bit OTT,
yeah,
maybe.
Calm down, mate. I know it's not a fucking rugby changing room. Now, I've got some more breaking news for you.
Yeah.
Earth's population will hit 8 billion next week. And this is great. This is why I love Mail Online. This is their headline. Key milestone for humanity as life expectancy increases. How is it a key milestone for humanity? It's a fucking nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
So China's going to have 1.448 billion, India 1.406 billion, Saudi Arabia 34.8 million, Nigeria 216 million, Brazil 215 million, UK 68.5 million.
Yes,
that's a lot. We've gone up like 10 million.
That's the one that's how many we know about.
Yeah.
It's almost certain we've got 10.
About 70, isn't it?
Yeah, 75, I'd say.
334.8 million in the US.
Yeah. That fucking migrant crisis. I mean, it's a fucking.
It really
joke,
is.
Isn't
I'm
it?
Sick of fucking talking about it. They've got to sort it.
This Tory government, I don't think they care enough about it. That's their problem.
Because it doesn't affect them.
Yeah, but it's come up and punched them right in the
face.
There was a guy that did
I don't know who he was. It was actually something one of my kids showed me. It was a TikTok video of a guy walking around the inside of a hotel. Don't know where it was, but he sounded like he was from London. Mm. So I presume it was somewhere down in the southeast. And they basically somehow managed to get into this hotel, which you can very rarely do. They're walking around very nice. They're knocking on people's doors, asking them where they're from, right? And being very polite about it. But, you know, there's one guy from Eritrea, another guy from Kurdistan. They said, what are you doing here? And he's like, I'm waiting for a house. And they were like, what? He said, yeah, they're going to give me a house in a little while, but I'm going to be here till... It's fucking unreal.
And now, my favourite thing is that, the Manston Detention or Processing Centre.
Oh, yeah.
Which is clearly overcrowded.
Yeah.
Not a very nice place, but that's because 1,000 a fucking day are coming.
Well, it's a detention centre. It's not meant to be fucking nice.
If they're detained there too long, they can sue the government and we'll give them 6,000.
Yeah, 6 grand. Marvellous.
So we're giving them food, we're giving them a hotel, now we're giving them 6 grand.
So basically, come to Britain, right? Do whatever you like about how you get here, but if you come and you pay to get here, well, you might actually get the money back. Because you can just come here and complain that we're not treating you well, and you can fucking sue us.
Yeah, and fucking...
And we'll give you a house.
Yeah, it's bullshit. We've got to stop all this crap.
It's bonkers, isn't
and
it?
And fucking Labour, their solution. Set up processing centres in France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because these people, because they all obey the law.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Just suppose they don't go there.
That's like telling.
Just suppose they go straight to the beach.
It's like telling someone who's just stolen a car, have you got insurance?
Yeah.
No, I've just stolen a fucking car. I don't need insurance. Yeah. I'm a fucking crook.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
And that, anyway, right? Labour's other solution, which is their solution to most problems, is essentially, just make it legal.
Yeah.
Make it legal. Yeah. So we need to set up legal routes for these people to come here. Why? Why do we have to set up legal routes?
Well, actually, there are already legal routes for some of them to come, and they don't come on legal routes. I'll tell you why. Because they fucking are illegal.
Yeah.
They've already been kicked out of the country. That's why they're not fucking coming
legally.
Yeah,
they don't want to be legally processed.
Well, look at all these Albanians. Did you see the piece about the Albanian drug gangs? They're all sitting around with fucking Ferraris, you know, G-Class Mercedes, loads of fucking money, loads of cocaine, having some gang embarking. And now they're taking over the prisons because they're all in the prisons.
Yeah, there's loads of it. My solution is this, I know a way to put a big hole in this problem.
Yeah.
And that is, question, when they arrive here, where are you from? Albania. Right, fuck off home. Yeah. No Albanians. No. Stop all Albanians coming in. Oh, if they come across the ocean from Albania, there's no war.
Because the caring and sharing media have spent all weekend looking for Albanians who are working legally.
Yeah.
And you've got all these wankers on Twitter going, oh yeah, I've got an Albanian actually fixing my kitchen up. And you, one, it's probably not true. And two, you know, it's like this fucking constant refrain of, you know, you're not saying all Albanians are terrible people. They're all crooks. They're not all crooks. I've got one fixing my bathroom. Well, you know, of course they're not all fucking crooks, but most of them are. Out of 12,000, you know...
These ones coming across.
15, yeah, they're coming illegally when they could come legally. 12,000 were here. Only about 400 have been sent back. And fucking, the prisons are full of them.
Yeah, it's a fucking joke. They so, go, you know. And then they go, so they want legal routes, processing centres in France. So why should we set up legal routes? As you say, Mike, there already actually are legal routes.
You can come legally from Albania.
They won't go to these processing centres. That's just naive bollocks. So I would say, just say to them when they arrive, right, there's no war and torture in your country. There's no war and torture in France. And you're not a victim of modern slavery because you just spent 10 grand coming across the fucking channel.
Exactly.
So I'm afraid it's a no.
It's a no from me.
Yeah, and that, then you've sold six out of every 10. You've sold 60% of the
crisis.
Well,
it would be a start at least, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable.
It's a fucking joke.
I imagine... this time next week, they won't have fixed it. But, you know, who can fucking say? And I'll be away. So we'll have to do something else next week. But we shall see what that's going to be. But for now, this is the Thought Police saying, don't be fucking stupid.
Yeah,
don't do anything idiotic. And we'll see you soon.
Fuck you all.
Bollocks.
Apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. livewithchampion.com.